Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Also pleased to have with us today, Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, and highspeedweb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. Well, we're going to learn today about the Paradise Community in Fort Mill and what is being done to revitalize it. Danielle Redmond is with us, and she brought a special guest that we'll introduce in just a moment. Danielle, thank you for being here today on Straight Talk.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for inviting me.
You know, we met kind of in a funny way during the Christmas season.
Yes.
When we were in the midst of wrapping up Toys for Happiness.
Literally.
Somehow, somewhere, we became aware that the Paradise community needed a couple hundred toys.
Yes.
To take care of their needs over there. And so that's why I ended up talking. I tell you, it was State Representative Ray Felder.
Yes.
Who made the introduction for us. And I tell you what I can do. We can take this and put this right on the floor so we have room for everybody. There we go. State Representative Ray Felder told me about this lady named Danielle Redmond. I called her. Next thing I know, Danielle comes over with her truck. And I think we surprised you, did we not?
You absolutely did. It was an honor to see. I mean, I was emotional from the blessing that WRHI was to the Paradise community and beyond. There were about 70 families who were in need, who specified their need by the due date of December 14th. And we were in the final stretch, and I didn't know if we were going to be able to make it work, given the donations that have been provided at that time. So you all were a lifesaver and a game changer for the Christmas season for many families. A lot of necessities were received as a result. Thank you.
Well, thank you for what you're doing. Ours is just a small part. Now, you need to remember next year, get plugged into Toys for Happiness early on.
This year.
Yeah, that's right. This year. Thank you very much. I'm always corrected.
Give me a deadline. I'll put it in the calendar.
Well, you'll be hearing about it on the air. It's come about September, October, you'll start hearing about it. All right. Now, you did bring a special guest with you.
Yes.
Gave him a special tag to come across the river.
Absolutely.
From Fort Mill. I'll let you do the introductions. Go right ahead.
Well, I have a loyal partner in Fort Mill who's dedicated to improvement and the sustainability of Paradise. Once I was connected with him, everything that he committed to doing, he's done. He's always available. He's resourceful, and he's there for Paradise. He's there for me too if needed. That's why he's here today, for moral support.
Tell everybody who he is.
This is Chris Moody. He's town councilman of Fort Mill, who was recently reelected. I'm glad that he's back with us for another 4 years because we have a lot of work to do over these next few years.
I know we got somebody else here who just popped in, and I thought she was going to get a sandwich and put it here.
We have the beautiful Ashley Shaw, who's we are a product of Fort Mill Schools, and so we're also... We also graduated the same day from Winthrop. We had a lot of classes together because we're both educators. And so she's also VP of the Historic Paradise Foundation. I'm the president. She's VP. And this brainchild came as a result of a week that we were serving in Paradise. And we decided that we needed more frequent support of the community. There are a lot of kids that she has had an effect on as an educator at Fort Mill Elementary School, and she directly, you know, she's a direct impact of their success every day.
All right, let's go back to square one for people like me who are not familiar with the Paradise Community issue.
Okay.
So tell me, what is Paradise Community? I gather it's an old community that's been around a long time?
It is. And actually, UNCC wrote a story about the history of Paradise as well. But it goes back, you know, 1800s. One of my grandfathers was pivotal in providing a lot of land in Fort Mill, buying up a lot of land, and creating a community around the church, which a lot of time that's been how communities were enacted, to be closer to the church. It was a very thriving community of minority homeowners who were, you know, black. It was probably the only pocket of blacks in Fort Mill for a long time, before the diversity, the mass migration to Fort Mill. It was probably the minority community, the only one. But we have a distinct history there where, you know, this was the middle class black family. And a lot of those homeowners are aging or have died out. And we have generations of their children who are basically needing resources to revitalize the community. And so I left sometime after college. I moved to Chicago, married, you know, started a family, was there for a while, was making big strides in Chicago, and I came back home. Family wanted me nearby, and there were needs. So I came back, and I've been serving. Well, I've been serving even from there. But I saw Paradise, and it looked like it was headed to ruins. And I wanted to do something about that. I wanted to, you know, use all of this knowledge that I've gained over, 15, 20 years. I wanted to be able to use that and give back to the community so that it can be that close-knit family that it once was, no matter who lives there.
All right. So how big a community is this? Is it 100 homes, 50 homes?
So we have 156, I believe, homes that are owned by residents or have been bought and sold. Okay. You know, so 156 approximately. We also have some apartments, a few low-income apartment communities like Steel Circle. There are about 18 apartments, subsidized housing. They have some more housing authority apartments that are off of Anderson Road, and I'm thinking it's around 20 or 22. We have Avery Lake and their homes there, which they're a bit more, they're thriving a bit more because their salaries and things are a lot higher than the salaries of those living in Paradise. We're looking at fixed incomes, low incomes, Social Security recipients and others who are, like I say, living in impoverished.
So you have come back and been somewhat of an activist in trying to get the community together to say, we need to revive this neighborhood, and we've got to get ourselves involved as well as getting the town involved.
Yeah, and that was not my plan. I was planning to, you know, I was one of those ones where if I see something broken, I try to fix it. That's just my heart. And so while I was around and I'm talking and seeing people who I've known all my life, I'm looking at things and I'm wondering who's doing anything about it. And so I was taking on projects individually, you know, just like if I see some people who need some furniture in their home, I would connect with people who are about to get rid of some furniture that's in pretty good, you know, condition. And I would rent a U-Haul truck and go and spread it out. Or, you know, just whatever else, kids who might need this or that. And I've always started with family because I have a lot of family who are there. And I'm looking at them like, you know, hey, you come from a long line of ambitious and intelligent people. How can we fix this as a whole? You know, and it's a win-win for family, for the community, and for Fort Mill as a whole. You know, because we're only as strong as our weakest community. And I think that right now Paradise is that.
All right, so you got a constituency of people who are listening to what you're saying? Or is it still falling somewhat on deaf ears?
No. We've been basically overwhelmed with people who want to do something.
Okay.
So it's not even a matter of can we align those. We have, there's some neighbors, Fort Mill neighbors, like a lady named Miss L. Catherine, they've been supportive. We have Cooster. We have Chris Moody, who's been there from the onset. Once we formalized this nonprofit, which was this summer, we've had a lot of people. We've had town councilwoman Lisa Cook, who's been supportive. She's been donating to our events as well. We've had Mr. Ray. He helped us. Wink Ray. He's been quite supportive financially and just kind of knowing who some point people are.
All right, so you set up a foundation.
Yes.
That was step number one.
Yes.
Because you knew you were going to have to get a lot of financial help to do this. All right.
Yes.
And you became the president. And
yes.
Your buddy over here, Ashley, became the VP.
That's right.
And Chris Moody was probably the first person you called on to say, can the town get involved with us? And with that, we're going to bring in the learned councilman over here. Nice to see you again since I think the last time you were here.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be four more years, but I don't mind jumping in. So, it was just kind of a, throughout the course of election, I serve on the foundation of Fort Mill Schools, and I heard about a ministry called Sun Ministries. And Kristen Vinesett, I messaged her and asked her, well, who's your contact in Paradise? And she told me Danielle, who I call Dee Dee. So I reached out to her on Facebook, and within 10 or 15 minutes, got a call, and was just talking with her and just saying, hey, Kat, how can I personally help? I'm speaking as a person here, not as a representative of the town, but as a person. And I grew up in a very small town. I've said this before, Laren, Dillon, South Carolina, and all we did was play basketball every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 6, all five high schools. We were out there because there was nothing else to do. And so, so the first event just kind of came together. We were just sitting there, and she looked at me and said, do you have any, could you help us out? And so me and my buddy went to Walmart, and we get a little stipend from our council checks each month, and we just bought a bunch of subs and some plates and some plastic knives and started cutting up sandwiches and some Gatorades, and Lisa Cook jumped in and brought some drinks, and it was some food, and so we just kind of threw it together, and it was a good event, the first one. To be the first one, it was really cool and reminded me a lot of my childhood out playing basketball and seeing these kids and just being able to give back to the community is what it's all about.
So this event was what, 6 months ago, a year ago?
September 2nd, I believe, first part of September.
So since September, we now have a foundation. We've now had a social gathering.
Right. Once
food,
a month.
Once a month. We're doing this monthly.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And has anybody, stepped forward to say, okay, let's start figuring out how we're going to do this?
Well, and I'm leaving a lot of this to Dee Dee, but what my role in this has been is just to plug her in with some people. I spoke at the Fort Mill Economic Council, which is a group of independent businessmen, Shaw Kuster, Wink Ray, Corporium is a part of it, and just to kind of talk about the foundation back in November, early part of November, tell what it's all about. And those guys have really stepped forward financially just to fill the needs and voids of where it needed. Because, when you get a list of 40 families right prior, a couple of weeks before Christmas, that aren't going to have any gifts, they really stepped up and helped out in a tremendous way, along with WRHI.
So. Well, all right, so you plugged, we got Christmas plugged. All right, Christmas is done with. Santa won't be back for another year.
Right.
We're going to get Santa covered next year, and that's not going to be a problem.
Right.
So what about the actual rebuilding of the community? If these houses are needing new roofs or the streets need to be fixed or whatever.
There are people who have
care. This works better when you get in front of this. Thank you very much.
All right. Yeah, we even have some families who rely on kerosene heating and so on or need, cooling. There's a lot that needs to be brought up to 21st century standards because you're looking at families who are probably heating their homes in ways that they did during the Depression. And we're beyond that in Fort Mill. And I think that we need to just kind of give them more of a comfortable living space as well. And so we created a government account, the SAMS account, to apply for grants. And so with the 501c3, we are planning to ask the town what we can partner with to write as co-applicants of a grant, and we intend to write more. Ashley and I intend to write more because there's a lot that's needed. And we canvassed the neighborhood earlier this week, and we asked the residents directly, what do you need? And they went beyond the immediate needs, like food and water and so on. They talked about sidewalks. They talked about having a community center or something for the children to do, because when they get bored, where do they go? Some parents don't have internet to stay connected, to be able to do what a lot of us take for granted, having Wi-Fi and Ethernet services at home, so that they can be, you know, more connected to school and other resources that can help them, such as Ann Springs Close Greenway has a lot of scholarships.
Beautiful. Well, that means just getting to the Greenway and enjoying it is just wonderful.
So those type of resources, those can be things that can help help the community as well. But if people don't know, how can they get it? You know, closed mouth don't get fed. But especially if you don't know that this is a resource available to you, you know. And so especially those who are receiving free and reduced lunches, you know, like that automatically qualifies you for Lifeline, a Lifeline account with Comporium, to have internet or phone service. And so a lot of people don't have a house phone, but they do need internet for so many things. Imagine that parent who can't help their child with the homework because now these math strategies and so on are not like the ones that we used when we were in grade school. So how do they find out? Go online, you know.
So you've got a list.
Oh, yes.
Of.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you got a long list.
You know
of stuff. You're talking about meeting basic needs.
Yeah.
With heat and internet and phone and that kind of stuff.
Yes, sir.
You're talking about community needs, yep. Sidewalks, what have you.
Absolutely.
And then the whole issue of how are we going to fix up these homes.
Yes.
You know, like, I mean, have you connected yourself yet with Habitat of your county?
He just had
him on the show here last week.
Well, I know that he
Tim Veek, if you're listening, get yourself plugged in with this lady.
I emailed him. I did email him. I have not received a response yet. So
we'll take care
of
that.
I look forward to that. I'm sure this will get you moving a little bit. So you received an email from Historic Paradise Foundation. You can email back at historicparadisefoundation@gmail.com. Or you can look on, Relevant Fort Millions Facebook page. You can find me. I'm always connected.
We got to take our mid-program break, reminding that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, and Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us, a community built on care, piedmontmedicalcenter.com. All right, now, for all of you Fort Millions who have crossed the river into Rock Hill, we have a tradition here at Substation 2, fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. The way it's done is in these magic white letters, and we're all going to say it together at the count of three. Are you ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot, on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Now available from Founders Federal Credit Union, Dividend Amp. Dividend Amp is the easiest way to fund Founders Loyalty Select, our highest yield savings account. Enroll in Dividend AMP today, and the dividends from your eligible interest-bearing accounts may qualify for Dividend AMP transfers. Log into Founders Online to enroll today. Relax, we're helping you amp up your savings. Account restrictions apply, federally insured by NCUA.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration. When you are faced with damage to your home, there is only one company you need to know, Paul Davis Restoration. Only one company that 4 out of 5 insurance adjusters or agents surveyed said they would use Paul Davis to work on their own homes. There is only one company you need to know. Call Paul Davis Restoration, 803-329-1140. It is better to know Paul Davis Restoration and not need us than to need Paul Davis and not know us. 329-1140.
Good Pharmacy, with a modern look and traditional standards.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. All 6 of our pharmacists love serving you and your children. Ask us about alternatives for your child's medicine.
My mommy loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
These days, there are plenty of ways to stay connected to the internet. Laptops, phones, tablets, games, you name it. But the more devices you use in your home, the tougher it is to get a strong, consistent Wi-Fi signal. Comporium's premium Wi-Fi kit adds multiple Wi-Fi access points throughout your home, eliminating dead zones and interference, while spreading your signal more evenly so you can enjoy a better online experience. Right now, get our premium Wi-Fi for only $9.99 per month. Premium Wi-Fi from Comporium. Connect your whole home.
You may know about Substation 2's party subs and party trays, but Charlie Ruffalo has other ideas as well for your next catering.
The finger sub tray is basically we take any one of our regular sandwiches and cut them up into bite-sized pieces and arrange them attractively on a tray for your dining pleasure.
Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, a table full of people today. We have Daniel Redman, who is the president of the historic Paradise community. Her able-bodied assistant, Ashley Shaw, who is the VP of the same, and Councilman Chris Moody from Fort Mill. We're talking about a community that's been in Fort Mill for a couple of hundred years, it sounds like, almost 200 years. And it's kind of fallen into Danielle's lap and Ashley's lap to figure out how we can bring life back to this community that their ancestors were part of many, many years ago. So, with the learned member of council here upon us, I'm sitting here saying to myself, there seems to be a role for the Fort Mill Town Council, you know, in terms of, I don't know, the staff trying to help out with some kind of a master planning for this and then figuring out what parts of this you might be able to plug into your budget, what parts you might not be able to. I mean, what do you think?
Well, I know that prior to my election, there had been some infrastructure upgrades, some sidewalk projects. I think there's some grants for some sewer upgrades in that role of infrastructure in those areas. And it's something that over the next 4 years I'd like to look at. This has all been a tailspin for myself personally over the last 3 months. I never knew going and chipping in with some subs and Gatorade. I think I'm a little invested now. So I've enjoyed so far my role in this is just trying to plug Danielle in with the people, like I mentioned earlier, Representative Felder, the Fort Mill Economic Development Council, and those people. But there's no reason that, in my mind, and I'm speaking personally, I have to stress that, because we can't transform Paradise. I mean, if you look at the affluent, the income levels, average income levels in Fort Mill compared to relative to this, and there have been great strides. I mean, Caporium, we've gone through as a company and Habitat for Humanity and revitalized a lot of houses. There's been a lot of different companies that have revitalized a lot of homes through Habitat in that area. And so a lot of private enterprises has done a lot already, but I still think there's strides that can be made. I definitely do.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. When you take a look at the character of the Fort Mill community at all levels, you look at the resources that are there, the companies that are there.
Right.
I really think this is just a question of bringing this to the public's attention and getting it on their radar and keeping it on their radar, because I don't think anybody wants that kind of a blot on who they are as a community.
Right. And throughout, when I went campaigning through Paradise, the people were just so friendly. Through Avery Lakes, I met Ruby Watts and Reverend Culp, just great people that live in that area. And like I said, it reminds me a lot of where I grew up. And a basketball court can do a lot and bring a lot of people together.
It's like a good old sub sandwich.
Yeah, that's what we're going to try to do tomorrow afternoon. So welcome everybody to come on out.
Good.
So.
All right, this lady probably thought she was not going to be part of this, but you know that was not going to be possible with me running the show. So, Ashley, how did you get all involved in this?
How did I get involved? So, I'm from Fort Mill. I'm grown up in Fort Mill. And then I've been at Fort Mill Elementary for the last 15 years.
I was a fifth grade teacher,
okay. And now I'm a speech therapist there. So, through that time, I've developed a relationship with these children, a relationship with their families. And so, it's just... that's just kind of where my heart is, because that's those kids that live in Paradise go to Fort Mill Elementary. So these are, like, to me, my babies. So it's just about building that relationship with the families, building the relationship with the children, making sure the children have what they need to be successful, and also just to give them a hope for their future, just to tap into their strengths and just kind of meet their needs, physical, emotional, just to give them just that positive influence that they can be anybody they want to be.
Oh, yeah.
And just to give them the resources they need to do that.
So what kind of, I don't know, feeling do you get from talking with the parents of a lot of these young kids? Are they all in? Do they want, I mean, they want to break out of this cycle that they're in?
Oh, absolutely. And it's neat to teach and live in the same community you grew up in. So a lot of times these kiddos, I know their parents and their grandparents just from me growing up here or just the relationship that we've established through the school. And yeah, they all want the best for their kids. They all want the best for themselves. They just need a little help.
Well, they probably just need somebody to kind of throw their arm around them and show them that they care.
Right.
We'll help you if you help yourself. And I think that's
right.
One of the big things here.
Correct.
And I'm sure most people, at least most people I know, they're not looking for a handout. They just want, like, what do you call it, a hand up. That's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what I love about the Habitat for Humanity program. I mean, that's all about, you know, putting sweat equity in, taking on a mortgage, even though it's interest-free, and getting out there with everybody else and pounding those nails to fix what needs to be fixed to get the house up in order. All right. So you're the VP of this thing now. Is that responsive?
It's like one of those things where we were, it was a summer camp that we both were volunteering in and just looking around and we could just see so many needs. And, you know, a lot of people will go on missions trips to other places or want to help out in all these ways. And we have a community within our fingertips that we can put our resources and our minds and just kind of just get them what they need.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
it was just that's where it started. And it just that whole camp at summer, we just talked for hours about, oh, we could do this or this. And it's just kind of come together.
And I couldn't read that if you paid me money because I don't have my glasses. So I'm being very honest about it. So here's the deal. This lady is somewhat infectious. And when I hear that she's a single mom with four or five children, I haven't quite got this up, five. He just put his hand up, I'm number five. And working herself in education, I guess that was a natural magnet to get you involved.
Correct. Yes. And I was, and I've known those children since they were 2 and 3 years old, since they were babies. So I have a relationship with them too. So it's just.
She's my baby.
Hold on. I keep telling you, this thing works better when it's in front of you. Hurry up. We got about 30 seconds left. All right. So, Danielle, what's the next step here? You got a website?
Yes, we do. We have, it's fmhpf.org.
Okay.
We're also very active on Facebook under Relevant Fort Millions.
Relevant Fort Millions.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And Twitter under I Am Fort Mill, at I Am Fort Mill.
Okay.
But I wanted to kind of touch back with you about
10 seconds.
All right. So Habitat for Humanity talked about filling the gap and revitalizing. They're saying that because of the aging population.
We're out of time, kiddo. We'll do this next time. We'll get you back, I promise you. It's an ongoing story. Thank you, Chris Moody, for being here. Thank you, Ashley Shaw and Danielle Rubman, for all that you're doing. A very interesting effort underway to revitalize the Paradise community in Fort Mill. That'll wrap up our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. All right, you all get a chance one more time to tell everybody what's going on here at Substation 2. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. Anybody who's anybody knows how it's done. It's in the white letters. And we're all going to battle it out together at the count of three. Are we ready? 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Guarding, guarding, guarding.
Not bad. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on the radio Monday. Bye.